Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's going to be a long day.
I know it's going to be a long day.
A long day.
What day is it?
What day is it today?
Today is Wednesday.
Wait, is today Wednesday?
I'm going to need some help.
Looks like I'm going to need some help.
Oh, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Drink your coffee.
Go splash some cold water on your face.
Turn your radio all the way up.
Are you ready to be entertained?
Showtime.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up. Get on
up. Oh, the novelty.
Get on up.
The Eclipse novelty has worn the hell off. Oh my God, I am so wrecked. I am completely, utterly outside the afterglow, so to speak, of 15 hours in the car just to watch a 4-minute celestial. Whatever you want to call it.
Well, yesterday you were shaking hands with God.
Right. Yeah, you know what? Yes, I did compare it to looking into the face of the Lord, standing in a field with God, and
yes,
all the things that are just...
You had us all excited.
Excited?
It's like you took us there with you a little bit because the way you described it and the spiritual experience it was. And, it was wonderful. You described it so well and made us all feel like those of us who only saw a sliver in the sky with the clouds.
Well, you won't be hearing any of that crap out of me today, I promise you that. Of course, it didn't help that I spent significant hours on the floor yesterday with a 7-month-old trying to keep her happy. But good morning. Welcome. It's 5:57 on this. Is it Wednesday morning?
It is Wednesday.
At least there's that. It's the hump day of shortened week as we were off on Monday. I did take off for the eclipse.
Doesn't feel short for you, though, does it?
It's a long day on Monday. Long day. I hate sitting in traffic. So I told you I did that thing with the Waze where you can go back and forth between avoiding freeways and not avoiding freeways. And anytime the freeway would clog, I would avoid freeways. I'd click it over to avoid freeway and get me off the next exit. Oh, and there were several occasions. Oh, I went through 2 median strips and several shoulders.
You're one of those people.
Yeah.
Are you somebody who...
Excuse me. I'm one of those people that does what?
You know, that drives. You'd rather be moving than just sitting, which I understand. A lot of people are like that.
Okay.
But are you one of those people who, you know, you're sitting there and it's like, well, let's cut through here. And you'll drive into a parking lot rather than just sit still?
If the traffic light is clogged beyond the traffic light and you're sitting through a traffic light and it goes the entire, you know, green,
the cycle,
yellow, green. Yeah, right, right. If I've done that once or maybe twice, I will drive over a curb. I brought the vehicle. That I call the mountain goat for a reason.
Yeah.
It got me.
It can do that.
It does it. I got clearance. I got 4x4. I get up on things. I have driven over curbs. I have driven down sidewalks. I ain't proud of it, but here I am. So, you know, I said on yesterday morning that I would get back in the car right now and recreate the entire experience just to have that 4 minutes and 5 seconds of eclipse totality, because it literally was.
Are you still saying that today?
Today's not the day.
Okay.
Today.
Yesterday, you'd get back in there today.
Today's not the day.
Okay.
And I'm just warning the both of you.
Oh, gosh. Great. Just
consider yourself warned that you may tread lightly.
Going to ask the listeners to join hands lightly and pray for us now.
Yeah. We'll be looking into the face of God at some point today. Yeah. I promise you that.
Or somebody.
But, just bear with me.
There's
people.
A fine line.
New employee.
She's done it again. I just said it.
She's done it again. As opposed to saying, "Hi, my name is Kim. It's nice to meet you." And then they say, "Hi, I'm so and so. I'm just starting here. My name is Blotty Blah."
Yeah.
Her name wasn't Blotty Blah.
I think you know. Oh, see, don't try to avoid it.
I'm not avoiding it.
Oh, you caught me on a day. And then she did the whole thing. Hi, who are you?
No, I didn't say it like that.
You did.
Let me tell you exactly how it went.
Well, this is not a time for that.
Well, let this song play and then I'll tell you exactly how it went.
But then this is the woman who said, "Do I know you?"
Yeah, I did do that, but that was years ago.
But saying to somebody, who are you? As opposed to,
I didn't say it like that.
You just said
play this song, okay. And I'll tell you exactly how it went down.
Is that how she said it?
That's how I heard it.
That's the words I said, but that's not how I said it. Who are you? I'll tell you what I said. I'll tell you how. Here's what happened, okay?
Oh, by the way, just so you know, this just understand, people. Just understand this. On the Mark and Kim Show, good morning, welcome. Brought to you, of course, by the Uten Law Firm. That how she's going to say it now is not how she said it to me in the Yes Man.
No, it will be.
Okay, we'll be the judge of that. Quickly tell your story about the new employee in the building yesterday.
Yes.
Which, of course, Yes Man walks by and doesn't say anything either because he's him.
No, I said
something. But you're a leader in the building. You're a leader in the clubhouse, as they say. And so, without going too
far. Okay, you be quiet now. Let me tell the story.
If I said that to you, you'd lose your freaking mind.
Yes, I would.
So do not speak to me that way.
But you're going
to
let me tell the story
I'm setting it up because I'm the one who brought it up. And the point of the matter is we're going to hear it differently than she just said.
No, you're not, because you told it differently than I did. What happened?
Did I?
The way you said it sounded exactly like you said it.
No, it did not. The words were the same. The words were the same, but he said a different inflection.
Go ahead, sister.
When we were off the air, the song was playing, and I said, we have a new salesperson. And he said, we do, and we were talking a little bit, and I said, I was taking some papers back to another office, and there she was. And I said, well, who are you? That's how I said it. And then I walked over and shook her hand, and she said, my name's blah, blah, blah. It's not blah, blah, but I'm not going to say her name.
You know, that's not even though that is not the tone you use.
I did. I said, well, who are you? And then I walked over.
That is just not, that's not polite.
Why isn't it? I walked right over and said, I'm Kim from the morning show.
Here's how would you like to know how I introduce myself to every new employee here?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, hi, I'm Mark. I do the morning show on Starwater 2.1. And they say, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm now a new salesperson here at Star 102.1. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you.
I said that right after I said, well, who are you? Because she was sitting at a desk in the middle of the floor because the way our sales team is set up. That
doesn't matter to the
story. And I said, yes, it does. She was sitting in the middle of the floor, and I said, well, who are you? And she goes, my name is blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I'm Kim from the morning show.
That's just not the way you approach somebody. It makes it sound
the way I approach somebody.
It makes it sound like, oh, you're in my presence. So who are you? As opposed to putting yourself, like sublimating yourself to somebody that you're meeting for the first time. Like when you said, oh, do I know you? It's exactly the same thing. I'll say, do I know you is 100% wrong. And saying, oh, who are you is 99% wrong. If there was levels of wrong, 100% is, oh, do I know you? Like they'd have any idea whether or not you know them. Secondly, oh, who are you? It's like you're excluded until we've come to terms on each other's knowledge of each other.
Oh, well, who are you?
Why can't you
She said, I'm blah, blah, blah.
You could have said,
well, I'm Kim from the morning show. It's nice to meet you. So and we went on from there. And
so you made them introduce themselves. They had to prove who they were to you before you laid down the gauntlet of hey, you're comfortable. It's obviously somebody who's not from the building. Until yesterday, whether they're just a guest or a new employee. So you're here and familiar in the building for 20 plus years. So in fact,
she did because she's been a listener for a while. Yeah,
but do you understand what I'm saying? She's in your workplace. She knows it's your workplace, or whomever it is knows it's your workplace. It's on you. It's incumbent upon you to make them feel as comfortable as possible. And someone's saying to me, "Who are you?" I'm like, "Oh!" It immediately puts somebody on the defense,
like you don't belong.
Yes.
Yeah.
She didn't seem to be on the defense. She was very friendly.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe you can ask her. Maybe we shall go back today.
Maybe we shall go
and we'll
back
say,
today.
Now and she's all formal. I'll say, blah, blah. Were you put off when I said, well, who are you?
Hold on. Do you know her name?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I know her first name. I don't know her last name.
You didn't ask her last name?
She didn't tell me her last name.
You didn't say, hi, I'm Kim Hansard?
No, I didn't. I said, hey, I'm Kim from the morning show.
Okay.
Or actually, I said, I'm Kim from Mark and Kim Show on Star because we have four stations in the building.
Okay.
And she said, yes, I'm from blah, 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 but I've been here for a while. And said she'd been listening. And,
All right.
But I mean, she was very nice and she didn't look at me like, oh my gosh, I'm terribly put off.
Yeah, because people on their first days at a new employer are all like, you think she's going to show that she's put off on her first day of work here by someone who is just, who are you?
I didn't say like, who are you? I said, well, who are you?
Yeah, when I honk my horn to let her into traffic, it's not a toot toot. It's a... See?
Right.
She can find tone in a horn blow, but she can't find tone in, well, who are you?
Because I wasn't being ugly. I was like, oh, hey, who are you? Mm. I'm Kim from the Star 102.1 morning show. Or
you've invaded our space. You're invaded our space.
No, not at all.
The same way you would, if somebody randomly walked into our lobby, you'd say, well, who are you?
Do you belong here?
Do you belong here? Hold on. Do I know you? Kimberly Renee. Doing Kimberly Renee things on Star 102.1. Kim's favorite segments is coming up after 8 this morning called Who's in a Stupider Fight Than Me?
Oh, I do love that.
You love it when other people fight because, you know, she never fights in her relationship.
Oh, never.
We disagree, but we don't fight. That's why my son was so upset when he heard me say, how happy would that make me? When he heard me watching the television. I talked about that yesterday.
So that's coming up after 8 o'clock, and there's visual evidence of the fight on our Facebook page. But in just a second on our Instagram, we're going to put up a picture of Larry McDonald and Jessica Burns McDonald. All right? They have set the world record for the greatest height difference between a couple, which will disprove the theory that Kim has that we're all the same size laying down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of her funnier ones because she's a bit of a prude. And so to make a sex joke, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Same way she used to go on with the whole 50-mile rule. If you're 50 miles away from home, it ain't cheating.
All bets are off.
Oh.
Yeah, huh?
What?
How about her?
I know. Wow.
Miss, Mr. Head of the family, the whole thing, you know, I lay down before my husband, so to speak. And then here she is making, you know, cheating jokes.
Wow.
And height jokes. Well, when you put up the picture of now Guinness World Record holders, Larry McDonald and Jessica Burns McDonald, on our Instagram, I'd like you to put this caption on it because I have questions and it's not about the sex.
Oh, usually that's what your questions are.
Usually.
Don't say that. That's not true. My questions aren't about sex always.
Pretty much.
Do you think that all my questions are about sex, Kim?
Pretty much.
I guess she can just say anything she wants today. Here's the caption.
Am I wrong?
What?
Well, yeah. I mean, you did.
Yeah, you're wrong. Well, that's what he said. Oh, am I wrong? And you just answered yes. So thank you. The yes man. So you asked.
No, keep going.
No.
All my questions are about sex.
No, about the two-headed conjoined twin.
First thing you ask is how does this work?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was about
that.
It was about the sex.
All right. Fine. If I can move along.
Oh, now we want to move along.
The caption is, "How is this only 2 feet?" As in the height difference. Look at the picture you just showed me. Show Kimberly Renee that picture. The difference in their height is 2 feet.
Looks more than that,
doesn't it? It's 2 feet to her shoulder.
No, that's at least 4.
I say no less than 3. And this is the thing. I'll tell you this all the time.
I'd have to see him laying down on the floor and count the squares.
No, no, Kim. This is not, once again, Prudy.
Does the head not count?
Head always counts.
Oh, yeah.
Head always counts.
He doesn't like it anymore.
She 5'10". Oh, wait a minute. Well, so why would they say a 2 foot height difference coupled with record 2 foot height difference? If he's 3 feet, she's 5'10". That's 3 feet height difference. 5'10 is 2 inches shorter than 6 feet.
Yeah.
Did you not read this before?
I'm looking at the picture. I'm seeing the words 2 foot height difference were made. These couple was made for each other despite their 2 foot height difference.
They're not counting somebody's head.
He's a dwarf. He's 3 feet. Fine. It's fine. She's 5'10". She's not an Amazon by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not she really. She looks like it next to him.
Right, she might shop on Amazon, but she's no Amazon. She's just 5'10". That's a 3 foot height difference. But even that, is that 3 feet?
Looks like more.
It looks like more.
It does, though, doesn't it? And in the video of them walking down the hall together, it's just like that.
And he looks about 2 feet.
If you can find a picture, like Kim said, of them laying on the floor and this.
Count the squares.
Yeah. Don't put that one up, okay?
Okay.
You never know what you might see. This is going to be one of those did you sees where we're going to say, don't they at least ask a question? Like if we're going to spend $1,000 on an eclipse flight. If you've got some sort of viewing window, because my wife was like going through news as I'm driving back from the eclipse after the magical experience that it was. And she goes, some people paid $1,000 to go up on a plane for the eclipse. That would have been cool. And I said, on a plane, like a regular commercial flight with little tiny windows? Only to now see the article that people who paid the $1,000 for the special eclipse flight didn't even get to see it. You don't ask the question, hold on, is this plane like a big glass bubble plane and we're going to have, you know, we're closer to the sun and so we'll be able to fly and see it. And I love the picture. They got a bunch of doofy middle-aged women with their glasses on, their hats on, and they're like on some sort of girls trip. They're climbing the cosmos with Delta.
Is that how they sound?
Yeah. Well, if that's how I sound.
It sounds like you, yeah.
Oh, my God. You are on it today.
You and my brother.
Wow. And every other man, I guess.
Well, pretty much.
I don't ask employees, do I know you?
I didn't say it like that.
Mm.
Well, who are you?
So much better. They didn't see it. You took a $1,000 flight thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to see it. That's what you, I mean, if you're taking an eclipse flight, and it's a one way, by the way, you have to get yourself back.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
So they didn't ask that question either?
Mm-hmm. I mean, people are just.
Here's your parachute. You've.
I mean, the whole point of the whole thing I chased up into Illinois was a big wide open field. I was pinpointing on a map, like this line of totality the most. And it's okay. Yes, it's out in this field. And if I've got to drive into the field and then I took this frontage road and then there's this dirt path and I'm like, oh, I'm in a field.
In some kind of crop.
And I was standing either on grass or a crop. I wasn't sure. It didn't matter. You could hear it under my feet in the video. It's like, oh, that's what soy sounds like when you crunch it.
I can't wait to see this video.
Well, it's eventual. And I'm telling you right now, getting on a flight with the little windows. I mean, it's like the people in the submarine for the Titanic, you know, that little window in the front, you know. I guess it only, well, I won't make any plane crash jokes.
No.
But, you know. Pilot with better windows probably had a good view.
Everybody crowds up into the cockpit.
Come look, quick. You got 4 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, can you imagine? But then, even you are asking the questions. Wait, the plane with the little windows?
Even I. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Even you are asking. To be clear, I know this is going to sound weird.
You?
I just want to make that clear from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Kim says, to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Founder.
Funny.
Did COVID have an effect on your email?
Oh, good Lord. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Something wackadoodle coming up next.
So I asked if COVID had affected your email because since COVID, I have gotten more and more and more junk email. But it's stuff that I don't go places and I don't fill out forms. I don't put my name on stuff. I don't put stuff in boxes.
I do for you.
Oh. Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I opened my email yesterday at one point and had 128 emails in my personal email.
Success.
Are you doing this really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really?
Yep. What?
Seriously?
Yes.
You're not kidding.
No. Signing you up for everything.
Yesterday, I spent about an hour unsubscribing to stuff.
I know.
Because I have stuff from Bitcoin,
yep.
Blissy Hair and Skin,
mm-hmm.
Just the Gizmos. I don't even know this stuff.
Neither do I.
Allegiant Air, Tees to Your Door.
When you have copied and pasted someone's email address, though, it makes it so much easier to just hit Control-V. Control-V.
That's on everything.
That's paste.
Yeah. And
yes. I've been signing you up for stuff for months.
Have you really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Deadly.
You're just taking credit for this.
No.
You didn't really do this, did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I signed him up to work at a cannery and a fishery in Alaska.
Well, I knew you signed up Will Meyer for stuff, and right. I knew you signed up Alex for stuff. Yeah. I know for, like, job openings.
Why would you be special?
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm getting emails from Bed Bath & Beyond. They don't even exist anymore, but they do online.
First of all, yeah, they do.
They do online.
They do exist.
Kohl's, Converse, Sunshine Sisters. It's a boutique. I've never even heard of it.
I have.
Fasting app. I've gotten Curve Life Press-On Nails. Because, and I thought, well, maybe my phone heard me talking about Press-On Nails.
This has nothing to do with COVID.
Well, I thought because nobody's shopping. Well, nobody. I can't say nobody. A lot of people aren't shopping in person anymore. And so I
thought.
Have
you seen the traffic around malls and
No, and because Turkey I'm Creek? Not going to the mall.
And Turkey Creek and stuff like that. People are still shopping.
I do a lot of online shopping.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
And so I thought, well, maybe because my phone is listening to me and I'm getting all these emails from these places. So I spent about an hour yesterday unsubscribing. But you know, it's not as easy as you think it is. You go to these sites and I'm like, I've got to get rid of some of these things. And so I'm sitting there and Ralph's like, what are you so intently doing? And I go, I'm unsubscribing to these emails.
Hold on.
Kirkland's.
Hold on.
Did you use Kirkland's.
I'm sorry, if you use that tone, of course, your son must have come running down the hall.
He wasn't
home. Mom, what's happening? Are you okay?
No.
I'm here to protect you against my father.
No, I wasn't yelling. I just said, I'm unsubscribing from all these emails.
Can you dehype just a touch?
Because you think you should just be able to hit unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So I hit unsubscribe and then it goes, are you sure you want to unsubscribe? So yes,
I want to unsubscribe. Just so you know, unsubscribing has gotten easier because of legislation. They have made it easier.
Well,
you don't have to, it actually is easier, but the pure volume of the things that I've been signing you up for are just, you know, that's just one more thing in your
Please
day.
Don't do this anymore. I mean, seriously, 27 emails I unsubscribed to yesterday.
You know,
Converse.
How many pranks
Ginger
have you pulled?
Snaps jewelry.
How many?
Liposuction by Sono Bello. What in the world is that?
I have clicked on it.
Car Shield.
Just so you know.
Office Depot. Apologia. No, that one is real. That was one of the.
Apologia.
That's one of the curriculums that we use for homeschool. So that one actually did make sense.
Still homeschooling?
No, but it's one that came out of nowhere. I guess they're getting ready for the new school year.
There may be some actual junk mail in there.
Well, but I've gotten rid of it.
As much as you've been pranking me over the last few months, you had to expect something, didn't you? This is legit. This is the fruit of my labor.
Love the long con. I know you love the long con.
Yeah, so why are you now?
Please stop now. Now that you've got the payoff, will you stop?
Huh.
An hour, Mark. I sat there because you have
to. Hang on, Mark. She called me Mark.
That's
what I call you.
Getting serious.
Not generally.
Unsubscribe. And then it says, do you want to unsubscribe? Yes, I
They're
do. And then they give you some deal. What if we take 45%? No, I don't want it at any price.
Then I'll call that the Motherlode jackpot. But generally speaking, unsubscribe is easier now than ever before. But
a lot of times your email is already put in there now. Where in the past you had to enter your email too to unsubscribe.
Right.
But I'm
Control V. Control V. Control V is how I... You know, if you want to spend a day.
Yeah.
She is Kim at star1021fm.com.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
That's
out
there.
But that's my work. That's my work one. This is my personal. Don't.
Oh, you mean the Hotmail one? Should I give that one out too?
No.
I mean, it's.
Don't.
What's your name?
No.
Join the fun, everybody.
I cannot believe you.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can.
127 emails.
Can.
And it would have been like 30 minutes since I'd opened. I'm like, what is all this? What the hell?
When are you going to work for the Purdue Farms in Kentucky?
Stop it.
Processing chicken. I'm not talking to you. I'm asking him.
In a few months.
Okay. Sooner rather than later. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Her versus him. Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Justin and one named Lindsay. Today, Justin and Lindsay are playing the list for...
A pair of tickets to Beers and Blooms at the Muse. This is an adult-only event at the Muse this Thursday. Event starts at 6 p.m. Tickets are available at themuseknoxville.org.
There you go. Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hello, Justin.
Good morning.
I hope you both can win. Tickets to this Leave the Kids in the Car event happening at the Muse. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
both players do not win today.
No, they don't both win today. But,
oh, well, you said you can both win,
They can both win.
Well, yes, but not they both will win.
I didn't say they will win.
I wanted to be sure they understood that.
They can win.
Mm-hmm.
But when you leave the kids in the car, nobody's a winner.
You're not
that.
Leaving the kids in the car.
Even though this is cracking Lindsay up, she's thinking, wow, this would be great to just leave the kids in the car.
You're not leaving the kids in the car, Lindsay.
All right, who goes first today, Kim?
No,
the boys do.
No, no, no.
All right. Now, so listen, as Justin and I will play this list, Lindsay, listen, at the end of the round, you'll have a chance to steal some points. if in fact we had to skip or we ran out of time at the end. I'll try to describe this list to you over 75 seconds. Justin, any questions, Justin or Lindsay, about how the list is played?
No, sir.
No.
All right, Justin, on your mark. Get set, go.
Okay, this is when you pay somebody and you're trying to influence them to do something like a politician. It's against the law to give
bribe.
This. Yes. An Indian group of people is called a...
tribe.
Yes. Kim is having trouble with all of her emails because she continuously has to get them to stop coming to her. So
subscribe.
Yes. Blank optic is the cable they're laying all over Knoxville right now. Its light goes through the cable, so it is blank optic cable.
Fiber.
Yes. The first word. Say it.
Fiber.
Yes. When a doctor gives you something to take, a piece of medication, he has done what with that? He is
prescription.
Yeah, but shorten that word up. Shorten that word. Like the act of let.
Prescribe.
Yes. When someone writes notes and then takes it and writes it again on a different
scribe.
Piece. What?
Scribe.
No. They when transferring it from one to another, so you have
copy.
Yes, but think about the words we've used so far. When you take it from one piece of paper to another, you're writing the same thing down. You have. Okay, we'll skip. Yeah. When you tell somebody something, you don't want them to say it to somebody. You're telling a secret. Ah. All right, Scoremaster Steve, what do you have?
All right, Justin was able to get 5, so there's 2 there that Lindsay can steal.
All right, Lindsay, what do you want to try?
Can I have my own list?
You're going to have your list.
You're going to have your own list. I'm giving you the option to try to steal those last 2 points. Were you not able to do that? That's fine. All right.
No, I don't think so.
Bribe, tribe, vibe, I skipped, unsubscribe, fiber, describe, prescribe, transcribe, confide, and roller skate.
I ran out of IBE words.
Oh, number 11, Peter Pants. All right, Scoremaster Steve.
All right, that's 5 for Justin, 0 for Lindsay.
On your mark, Lindsay, get set, go.
When your temperature, the temperature of your body shoots up, you're running a...
fever.
Yes.
Fever.
Okay, when you run a fever, and you also have this, you're cold, so you put a blanket on and you try to warm up, you have...
flu?
No, you're cold, and your teeth are chattering, so you have...
a fever?
Yes, we've already... okay. You have this. Your teeth are chattering, and so people look at you.
No,
okay. This is when you're very, very hot, and water is coming out your pores. So that is...
sweat.
Yes, very good. Throw up. Another word for throw up. Oh, look at that. Yes.
Vomit.
Yes, very good. Okay, your body hurts. So you say, my body, this.
Ache.
Yes.
Ache.
Yes. Okay, this is, you don't have enough fluid in your body, so that is...
Dehydrated.
Okay, but it's another form of the word. It's, you've got the word, but it's a different form of it.
Dehydration?
Yes. Okay, this is, your body hurts. It's another word for this. Oh, I'm so this because my body hurts.
Tired at
Scoremaster Steve.
Right there, it's tied up 5-5, but there's one there that Justin can steal.
Justin, you want to steal it? What?
Chills.
Did he say it?
He said it.
It's over.
Oh, no.
Fever, chills, sweat, vomit, ache, dehydration, sore, Tamiflu, influenza, and COVID. Are you not feeling well this morning?
I feel great. Feel fine. Nice steal there at
good
the
job,
end
Justin.
From the struggle bus that Lindsay
oh,
was driving
no.
down the
woo!
Highway right there. Lindsay, old Gigglepuss, goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye, Lindsay. Go leave your kids in the car. All right.
No, don't.
Justin. Well, she won't be able to because she's not going to the Muse. Justin, congratulations. Partying at the Muse from Star 102.1. Congratulations.
Thank you all.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So Morgan Wallen and Chairgate. If you hadn't heard, he threw a chair. That's what they're calling, because you just throw gate on the end of things, like Watergate from, oh, I don't know, 1972. It's part of the lexicon now.
Still works.
Nobody knows what the hell Watergate is of this generation, but if you're Gen X, you do. Grew up with it. President retired on my birthday when I was 9 years old. How about that? Morgan Wallen throwing a chair. Throwing a chair off the top of Chiefs downtown. Broadway and 2nd right there, the Times Square of Nashville. And the question everybody seems to be asking is, will there be any jail time? Is he looking at jail time here? If he takes a plea deal, which seems likely, given his superstar status, he may not even get more than a slap on a wrist. But here is the scary part for him, and it has to do with Tennessee. Could have done this anywhere else but Tennessee. His Tennessee law says each one of his 3 felony counts carries a potential sentence of between 1 and 15 years.
Each one.
Each one. Ooh. Although one article said between 1 and 6 years, and it's likely those would run at the same time, not back to back, so run concurrently. A judge on Court TV said, you can argue it was simply a dumb mistake, but here's where Tennessee comes in. The law provides in Tennessee that neither intent or actual harm have to exist to be found guilty of this charge. Just the fact that he did it, not the fact that, you know, nobody was hurt. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if somebody was hurt.
Because somebody could have been.
Could have been hurt. And his intent, no matter what the intent, it doesn't matter. He was drunk. He was just having a, he was being funny.
Whatever reason.
It doesn't matter. None of that will matter to the state of Tennessee. He's due back in court May 3. He hasn't commented yet, although he was too smiley in the back of the cop car.
I thought so, too. He was sort of
too,
laughing as he went out.
Too smiley.
Being all jovial in his mugshot. You know, he looks like he's all happy there, too.
You're telling me that the marquee in front of Chiefs, which is a huge marquee, they got a big marquee up there, and it says, our pigs fly,
our chairs don't. Yeah, it says, Rodney Scott, whole hog rooftop barbecue. That's what it's got on there right now.
Oh, it says the sign in front of Chiefs.
Yeah. But that's the whole hog rooftop barbecue is one of the restaurants because each floor has something different because it's something
for
everyone.
And across the street is a new 6-story construction happening. And I'm fairly certain that's Morgan's Bar. It's a big 6-story complex that he's having built there.
So he can act out in his own place.
Yeah. Throw a chair off your own place. Yeah.
Wonder how that'll go for him.
There was a splat calculator that shows how fast objects are traveling when they hit the ground from free fall. And a 20-pound object thrown from 65 feet in the air, which is 6 stories up, hit the ground at 45 miles per hour.
My word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that chair had hit somebody.
It would have killed
them. Or several somebodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would have wrecked them.
My word.
You know, damn near killed them. Would be interesting to see if Taylor Swift in concert in this song takes that lyric, jumping off a very tall something, and change it. In reference to Morgan Wallen saying throwing something off a very tall something.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
She's been known to change lyrics.
We're getting a hate text.
Oh, no.
We're pathetic here at the Mark and Kim show, by the way. Can we at least wait until the actual facts come out of what happened before we trash the man's name, for God's sake? SMH, y'all are pathetic.
He threw a chair off a building. What did we say that was wrong?
I wrote back, what are you talking about? Nobody has trashed him. And he's on video throwing the chair over the edge. We're talking about what could happen to him. Settle down, Thomas.
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 Settle down, Thomas. Tommy. Tom, Tom.
Tommy boy.
Tommy boy. Yeah, we're just talking about the possible, yeah, he could go to jail for this. He's not going to go to jail. He's a celebrity. There's celebrity justice.
But maybe he should.
No. Thomas, text Kim.
That's, no, I just said maybe
Kim
he should.
Kim at star1021fm.com.
I mean, he could have really injured somebody.
And then subscribe to all the fun things.
I think he needs to have some consequences.
That's Kim. That's not me.
It's me, Thomas. K-I-M.
Tom. Kim and Tom.
Well, I'm not being hateful about him. I'm just thinking there needs to be some consequences.
What? Guess what? You call the bull pathetic, you're going to get the bull horns. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And I got the horns. Somebody else has something
else. Hey, we're going to talk about I'm in a dumb fight at home. In a dumb fight.
I love
I'm
this.
I'm in a dumb fight.
I love it when you're in a stupid fight.
Yeah, stupid. And who's in a stupider fight than me? It's about the tissue box. Oh, and the toilet paper roll, too. Hang on. It's the Pathetic Mark and Kim show here on Starwater 2.1. Probably no longer will be sponsored by the Uton Law Firm. How pathetic we are for daring to talk about Morgan Wallen before all the facts come out, Thomas.
We just told the facts.
The fact, yeah, it's on video. And the staff at Chiefs said, hey, it's Morgan Wallen throwing the chair off. Yeah, what more facts do you need,
by the way?
We
didn't make that up.
Well, and by the way, if he thinks that's pathetic, you should listen to the rest of the show. Like this segment. I have a tissue box in front of me.
Okay.
And you see a nice, perfectly plumed tissue sticking out of the top of the box, right?
It's very pretty for a Kleenex, I guess.
Just, you know.
Okay.
Follow along here, darling.
I'm following along.
Don't get distracted by pretty things over here. All right?
I like pretty things.
So, here we go. See?
This
is where it makes it very difficult for me to start a story. Mm-hmm. Squirrel!
Kleenex!
And so, if in fact I were to pull this up and by chance, inadvertently, pull out a second one at the same time, okay? Like
that happens sometimes.
Oh, look at me. I've got two.
Okay.
Oh, I don't need the second one.
All right.
I will take the second one and I'll put it right back in the box, just like that. Matter of fact, I made it plumier and nicer. You might not even detect the way I just did it. Here's how I do it at the house. Second one comes out. I don't need the second one. I'm not going to toss it. I will just lay it down there right on top of the Kleenex box. So now you have, it's almost like a cover almost.
Well, why would you do that?
Why would I waste it?
You don't waste it. You put it in your pocket or something. So you
don't care around tissues.
But you will later. If you need one tissue.
Would you like me to stuff it into my watch band too while we're at it?
No. Like those little old ladies that put them in their hand and drive with them and stuff. I don't know why they do that.
My wife will, she'll walk in and she'll see it on social and then she'll pick it up like it's a penalty flag. And she'll go, she'll like clear her throat. I'm like, yeah. She goes, just go ahead and throw that away.
Yeah.
Like you mean to get up off the bed and throw it away now? No, just when you pull out two, if you're not going to use it, throw it away. And I said, well, that's wasteful.
Well, I wouldn't throw it away, but I would save it for later, but I wouldn't put it back in the box. Well, now at home, if it's my box, see.
I'm at home telling this story from home where the stupider fights happen. The stupid fight happened. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I said, we've made children together.
Beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
At home.
Squirrel!
At home. I might put it back, but if I'm sick, like if I'm sick and needing the tissue, I'm not putting it back no matter where I am.
It's just for whatever.
But if I'm
wipe nose, I'm not.
But if I'm sick, I'm not putting it back no matter where I am. But if I'm at work, I don't put it back at all.
I'm not talking about work. I don't get into stupid fights at work.
Okay. Make a note of that. We need to come back to that.
Okay.
But at home.
Like you can't remember that?
But at home. I might put it back, but if I'm sick, I don't put it back nowhere. But you put it in your pocket or you set it aside to use later because you're going to need another one sometime.
If I pull off too much TP off of the roll, let's say I need four squares, but eight come off. Or sometimes you're not paying attention. It's kind of in the floor.
What are you doing? Just spinning it?
No. Sometimes and it's, I need my three or four squares. There's eight hanging, nine hanging. You've ripped it. Oh, crap, I got 9 or 10 squares. I'll pull off half of that. Roll it back up and just sit it right there on the top.
Yeah.
That's not allowed either at the house. That's not allowed either at the house.
I've never had to roll more toilet paper up or put
toilet paper back. No, I'm not talking about all, I'm not like if it spools off, I'll roll it back. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. I'll roll it back. But I'm talking about if I've ripped it, but I don't need all that and I'm done, I'll take it, cut it in half and I'll...
No.
Why?
Sit it back on top.
No.
For the next person.
No.
Which would probably be me. Anyway. I'm in the bathroom more than anybody. So we got comments. We'll get into the comments about how... We'll see how stupid of a fight is based on what people say. I've not read these comments yet. I'm going to do it without... Because I don't want to... If I read them first, then I'll skip the ones that are against me. So I'm going to, I'll be... That's how I get through my day. So I'll read all the comments verbatim.
Do you really?
98% jokey. That's what she tells me.
You're 98%. Yeah, but I can believe that you would skip the ones that are against you. Maybe we should.
Why? Because I'm pathetic. Mm-hmm. It is a bit funny that the guy who doesn't care that much about recycling or the, ecology and stuff like that has trouble throwing away Ziploc storage bags and will put an unused Kleenex back in the box.
Previously handled.
or laid on top, handled by a woman that I've exchanged fluids with, who I've made children with, is going to be who I breathe in the same space with, is going to be okay if there's a fresh, unused tissue laying on top of the tissue box.
But if you're sick, now I want to classify that.
I may, you know, you don't
you're
have
using
to be
a sick. Tissue for something.
That doesn't, yeah, that doesn't mean I'm sick. You can use a tissue and not be sick.
That's true.
Thank you.
But if you, if you're sick, do you still put that extra tissue back in there?
I'm rarely sick.
Okay, but you are sick from time to time.
Oh, I'm sick, all right. I'm sick of something. Now, I did respond to one text because I need to steal the line from Tracy, who has written, she called this the issue with the tissue.
Oh, I like that.
I said, I'll be stealing that line, but she, of course, trying to be all psychological on us here. You know, someone is actually in an argument about a tissue. Surely it's not about the tissue. Has to be about something else, and the tissue is just the easy thing to start the argument about. No,
yeah,
trust
that could be true.
No, trust me on this. We'll fight about stupid stuff and ignore the major problems in our relationship.
Well, that's why we have the whole "who's in a stupider fight than me."
Right.
Years of this, Tracy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is what it is. There's no bigger issues. We've just ignored those completely. if you don't address them, they don't exist. Remember that in your relationship.
Okay.
Renee, I'm going to read these all for the first time. So is it wrong to put the, and also the, I'll roll back unused but yet separated tissue paper so that someone else can use it after me. Not in a public room, but just privately. Renee, now children, you should know not to stuff the unused Kleenex back in the box. Hang on to it for the next boogie. I don't like to carry tissues in my pocket.
Well, it's not like you're carrying six. It's one extra tissue.
Then it goes through the washer, and then the next time you reach in your pocket, it's like a clump of tissue.
It just breaks up in the dryer.
Well, right. I do hate to have those in the wash and dry.
Amy,
oh, my gosh.
Do not put it back in the box if the box is shared. You will need another one. Hang on to it.
That's what I'm saying.
James, I saw you on the side of the road getting pulled over by the TWRA, Houston.
He was mistaken.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger, singing this Kelly Clarkson song in my head. What does that have to do with the tissue?
I guess he's with you putting it back, maybe?
Nathan.
Because the germs aren't going to kill you?
Nathan, just take the extra Kleenex, people. Mike, G Lover, by the way. If you put it back, you're just giving the next person your sick germs.
Exactly.
Treat these like the plastic bags at the grocery store. You always get an extra one.
It's true.
Josh, first world problems. Alyssa, if I grab two at home, I just stuff it back in the box. Alyssa? Would you like to be married to me? Because I can make that happen.
You looked at me like that was a warning to me.
What?
You said, because I can make that happen.
I'm assuring you. Okay, there's no relationship. There's no relationship I can't stop. And maybe I am looking at you. No. Nettie, good Wednesday morning. Stuff it back in your pocket for later.
Exactly.
Kristen, if I'm at home, I'll stuff the second one back, but if I'm elsewhere, it goes in my purse. Angela, depends on where you get it from. If it's at the doctor's office, you put the extra in your purse or pocket. If it's home, put it back. Can't waste. See, I'm liking these women. Can I move to Utah and marry all these women?
Well, none of us are wanting to waste it, but it depends on where you are. At home, you can kind of put it back in there.
This story's for me at home. I'm at home, dear. This is the fight's happening at home. We're not in the doctor's office together.
It's about to start here.
You'll lose. Pamela, if I were at home, this would be okay. Yes. But if it was public use, just know, see, this is at home. So yes, I'm getting all these okays now. Julie, a stupider fight, huh? Yeah, that's the whole point of this. A stupider fight. Renee, now children, you should know. Oh, we already read that one. You gave me multiple comments. Any new comments on this? It sounded like it's going my way. It was trending my way.
Janine says, I'll stuff it back in if I'm at home. Or it's a box on my desk at work. If it's a public box, I'll keep what I touch.
Yeah.
It's all happening at home. I think I win. I think I win this one. At home?
At home, you win.
At home, I win. So you agree with me?
At home, I told you, unless I'm sick. If I'm sick.
Yeah. Well, I'm never sick.
I'm not sticking it back in no matter where I am.
Yeah. I'm never really sick anyway.
You are sick sometimes.
Rarely.
You do get sick.
Rarely. We'll be back on the Mark and Kim Show.
Would you believe somebody actually had a harder time on the road than I did? You're thinking awfully hard about that.
You have an incredibly hard time on the road.
I do. But someone has had an even harder time than I have.
Who?
It's a woman.
Yeah, huh? Uh-huh. You want to tell me about it?
Yeah, I will. Last week, I'm sorry, I thought we had another song.
I told you. Pay attention.
There's this woman who actually got a speeding ticket while her car was being pulled by a tow truck. She wasn't behind the wheel when the car was being pulled by the tow truck either.
But the tow truck got the speeding ticket then.
But it was on her car. It was one of those speed cameras, you know, that takes the pictures. And so,
caught the license plate tag.
So she gets the speeding ticket in the mail, just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you can clearly see the tow truck pulling her car. And so she's like, well, that's not me. That's the tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the police department and she, you know, says clearly this is not, because she didn't want to mail it because it's like, they're not going to believe this and they're going to do, you know, all the things. So she goes to them and they said, well, ma'am, it's your license plate. So you still have to pay the fees. And she goes, I'm not paying the fees because it's clearly the tow truck driver that is speeding. And they said, but we can't see the license plate of the tow truck driver. It's your car that has been caught for speeding. And she's like, I'm not paying this.
But is she in a community where they enforce that? Because you know you don't have to pay them here.
Well,
you know you don't have to. Where is she?
We've gotten two.
I don't pay mine. Hold on. Who's we, by the way?
Our family.
Who's we?
Me and Eli.
Yeah. The two.
But they were red
lights. Funny how your husband never, ever has a problem.
Well, one of them was in his car.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It was red light, not speeding. We have two. This is a speeding, and it was in Ohio.
Well, you got to pay. Well, you caught one of those in Oak Ridge.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I have so many things I don't even remember now, but that was in Oak Ridge, and it was years ago.
Or the ones you don't have because you've lied to me about them.
I probably shouldn't bring everything here, but I do.
Yeah.
So it's just become a thing.
That's going to be some great radio when she stops bringing everything here.
Nothing to talk about.
Yes. What are we talking about here? I don't know. I don't have anything.
So they finally told her to reach out to the third-party vendor who runs the cameras, and they said, well, really, that camera's not even supposed to be working anymore. But since you got the ticket, you need to pay it. And she goes, I'm not paying it. So now she's just waiting to see what they tell her, much like we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just interesting that, you know, I tried to tell you last week that I was stopped by a TWRA officer on the interstate, no boat or anything. And of course, we found out that they could do that.
Yeah.
But I have not been stopped with my car speeding on a tow truck
yet. Mm-hmm. But you were pulled over by the TWRA.
No, I wasn't. That was all a joke. All an April Fool's joke.
Hmm. When did I find out about it? What day was that?
April 2nd. It was a long joke. I not only got you, I got several other people. But
Now, there's a bit of a phenomenon, and I polled other people in the building, other music radio professionals.
How'd they feel about that?
Being polled?
Yeah.
You know, depending on what kind of poll I'm using, I guess.
Yeah.
And I asked the question, I said, the more you listen to Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, would you agree that the less country it sounds?
Yes.
You said the same thing. How did you like your polling, by the way?
I loved it myself.
There was a couple of PDs down the hall. It was another corporate officer, two of them in the building recently. Mm-hmm. I asked them the same thing. They were like, yeah, we've noticed that too. So let's fix that.
Fix it?
Let's fix it. And let's be scared. Uh-oh. If you're into music, or if you're an artist, be very, very afraid of what they can do with artificial intelligence. We had heard something 6 months ago, 8 months ago, where AI came up with a new Drake song
The Weeknd,
and it was like, damn,
yeah,
all right. How about this? There's a legendary country artist by the name of Hank Williams,
the original.
Yeah, well, there's Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams, and did he not get sick here and die? He got sick here and almost died here, then left here and died close by.
In a hotel downtown is where he got sick.
The Andrew Johnson Hotel.
Yep.
Hank Williams almost died here, died a few days later after being here. Mm-hmm. His last stop in his life. And he's a legendary country artist.
Yeah.
And when he sings a song.
Very country.
When he sings a song, buddy, it sounds country.
Well, this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold up.
Sound familiar yet?
Lay your cards down, 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 down.
Yeah.
To park your Lexus.
There were no Lexuses when Hank Williams.
No.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Oh, please stop that.
But that's how he sings.
That's how he sings.
It's very country.
You come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a f***.
Yeah, that's definitely country.
It even sounds like he's performing at a Ciderville music store.
Yeah.
Take it to the floor now.
Hank Williams!
And there was Kaz Walker.
So, oh, my goodness.
That's artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Texas Hold'em from Beyonce.
Wow.
As performed by Hank Williams.
Crazy. Dang.
There will be a time, if it's not there already, that you, the way you can compose a picture now, I've got Microsoft Edge, it comes with Copilot. I can type in the description of anything and come up with an artificially intelligent image. There will come a time that you can say, okay, can compose a song or how about this? Perform Texas Hold'em as Lady Gaga would. And then you can create your own music. There will be a time that you'll be able to create your own music out of nothing but the words you write into something.
Wow.
In the style of Lady Gaga, do whatever song I just played, Noah Kahan or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
And you'll have Noah Kahan singing. You'll have Lady Gaga singing a Noah Kahan song. Or you can come up with the music genre yourself. Combine jazz and pop. And then with the voice of Lady Gaga, sing a song about blankety blank. And make it in 120 beats a minute. And then create it out of nothing. That's what they're doing with this. They said, Hank Williams singing these lyrics in the sound of Hank Williams, Texas Hold'em.
And there it is.
There will become a time. Look, the working photographer's life is dead. Other than portraits of families and stuff like that, or wedding photographers. Photographers that sell images to magazines, websites, billboards, publications, dead. Because video and photos created by artificial intelligence are better and exactly what the client wants. And nothing in terms of cost. And photographers are out of business every day because of it. Videographers, forget about it.
But this is good. Tennessee, you know, just in the last month, in the last couple of weeks, became the first state to protect artists against AI.
Yeah, which means you can't.
The Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, or the Elvis Act. Did you hear about that?
Yes, which means, though, that's different, though. You creating your own music for your own entertainment is one thing. Trying to sell it or distribute is another. That's what this is about. That's what this law is about. You can't sell it or distribute it. Like, oh, I created Hank Williams from a Beyonce song, and let me release it for sale. You can't do that.
But doesn't that help some? I mean,
well, yeah, but you would hope that they were.
At least it's a step. At least there's some things being done to maybe protect it. And Tennessee was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, we're at the top of a good list for once.
Yeah. No, I mean, but we're probably the second or third most biggest state in terms of music. You know, pop would be Atlanta, New York, or L.A. Country is Nashville. Country is Tennessee.
Oh, I know.
I mean, there's other places, but Tennessee is it. Nashville is it. So for Tennessee to stand in to do that. But yes, you be able to create your own music in the style of whatever artist, whatever song you want is coming very soon. Very soon. Artificial intelligence. I'm telling you right now, if you're not paying attention, it's going to sneak up on you.
Already has.
It's sneaking up on you. Oh, yeah. Jobs are being lost.
Mm-hmm.
Designing stuff, it's over.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me.
More.
So I think I promoted yesterday, 9 o'clock hour, that we'd be talking about morel mushrooms on the show today. Kind of ran out of time on that. So I'll bring it here to talk about. And if you feel like you'd like to jump into the conversation concerning morel mushrooms or any other kind of mushrooms, feel free to jump into the conversation at 656-7827. Text us. And we do see a lot of texts come through in the afternoon. So obviously you time shift this to your convenience. We appreciate you doing that. So yeah, my son-in-law to be. Although my daughter and he don't believe in marriage, so I don't know what I call him. Is her live-in lover, I think I referenced yesterday.
Which is so cringe to me.
That what, my daughter might have a lover?
No, that you as her father.
Of a 30, almost 30-year-old woman?
I know, but it's just to hear you say.
I do realize she's having sex with this man.
I know, but there's something about you referring to your baby's
boyfriend
as her live-in lover.
Right?
I don't know.
I do a comedy radio show.
I know. But
I try to be funny.
I know.
Obviously, it doesn't take.
But no, it's just, I don't know.
Some of my humor is shocking.
I just.
Some of my humor makes people go, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Funny, you know?
But when yesterday.
You know what he is?
Your daughter's live-in lover.
My daughter's live-in lover. Because they live in together. They sleep in the same bed. I'm guessing they're doing it.
Well, I am too. I'm not guessing.
Her mother and I did it when we were much younger than that.
I know.
Right.
But I'm just...
I was my girlfriend's live-in lover for a while before we decided to marry each other.
I know that. But it's just like to hear you as the father...
Of adult women?
Who was so...
You understand that I don't think I'm raising 11-year-olds
any longer. No, I know that. I know that.
Well, then why can't you grasp the fact that I treat them as the adult women that they are?
I know that.
And I joke with them the way I joke with anybody else.
And I expect you to.
And they joke back with me.
Absolutely. So what's the problem? And I'd be concerned if you didn't. It's just something about when you say that, I'm just like,
and
I don't know.
I also think it's kind of, you know, I would much rather call him my daughter's live-in lover with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek and not, of course, talking about where his tongue is implanted, Then hearing her at some point at 33 or 42 or 59, hopefully I'm alive when she's 59, where she says, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. That sounds wrong,
okay,
too.
Now, granted, she won't be saying, this is my live-in lover.
Well, how does she refer to him?
Huh?
How does she refer to him?
Alan.
Well, yeah.
This is Alan. I mean, I don't think we need a label. See, people are too obsessed with labels. And I don't think the label's necessary. What I think is necessary... Not necessary. I think it's just the inference is the fact that a couple of people together are generally a couple.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when they're living in the same house.
Yeah.
And sleeping in the same room. So if she needs to label, it would be, you know, my partner or whatever. But this is Alan. Why does he have to have a title? Why does he have to have a label? It's just, and I goof off with the label of live in lover because it sounds crazy for a father to refer to his daughter's boyfriend.
It does.
And that's why I say things. You do understand why I say things.
I know.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I say things for a reaction. Maybe it's because I know you so well and it's just like it's so out of.
If I had said that at 16 years old,
it would have been a problem.
Yeah. She's 28.
Yeah, I know.
She can have a live-in lover.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
And I agree
with
you.
Do I have to think about them loving each other in that way? No. But I know it's happening.
Absolutely.
Then what's your problem?
Just call him Lil Allen. It's like an acronym. L-I-L, live-in lover. Lil Allen.
Lil Allen.
Lil Allen. There you go. Live-in lover Allen. I like it. Lil Allen.
My daughter's
Allen.
He's not
little. He's 6'3". He's not little at all. So, but yes, I get your acronym.
When you said that yesterday, though, that was the first time I'd really heard you say.
Because
you were so specific about it.
They say sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. Well, guess who's the lowest form of wit? Me. Okay? I may be quick-witted, but I'm also a sarcastic person. And as I think Walt Whitman or Mark Twain said, sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. So be it, Mark.
Because I agree with you on the labels. I don't think there needs to be a label.
Right, exactly.
But it's like you gave him one and I was like, that's the one you've chosen?
If you're literally describing somebody for a crime, then you need labels. You need to describe somebody by their skin color, by their sex, all sorts of different things.
Because you have to have descriptors if people are looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't have to say, well, that white man over there or that black woman over there. I just can't stand that. I just say, well, that's a woman, that's a man. You know, we're supposed to be post-racial.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be post-racial after our first black president.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to happen. Well, because we're being infiltrated. That's why. That's why it's happening to us, because we're infiltrated. You want to hear the latest conspiracy theory that it makes me go,
I do. I love it when you...
Look, I don't necessarily believe them, and we'll get back to morel mushrooms eventually, unless we don't.
You know how we are.
Have you noticed that certain things are happening more? And the two things that are happening the most are people freaking out on airplanes.
Yeah.
And people acting out and doing over-the-top responses to just basic things, like the person who pulled a gun on a fast food employee because they got... Their order was too good, which involved...
Like, it was a lower price than they expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or I got a medium fry instead of a large fry, and so I attacked the fast food worker.
Yeah.
There seems to be a theme right now.
Yeah.
The conspiracy theory that is pervading conspiracy theorists on the internet, and I pay attention to this stuff, I'm not going to lie. I don't believe it.
You used to not pay attention to that, did you?
It's interesting. And some of
I find it interesting.
And some of these are you know, so some of these, and especially involving vaccinations, and this one is about a vaccination. Hmm. You know, we were lied to. I know you know I disagree on this. I'm not going to get deep into the weeds, but we were lied to about vaccines and we were lied to about COVID. It's fact, but I'm not going to get into that. That is one of these, quote, conspiracy theories that turns out not to be a conspiracy or a theory. It may be a conspiracy, but there's no theory. It legitimately happened. We were lied to about a lot of stuff. Nonetheless, that whatever they injected in us during this vaccine process, which I don't believe, is a way in which to control us. That's been the conspiracy theory for a while.
We've all heard that.
And that the test run is what they activate, what they make you do. And I'm laughing at this because it's ridiculous. Is that, okay, let's see how many people we can get to freak out at a fast food restaurant right now about nothing. And so they activate, you know, through whatever.
Like,
you
know, there's some remote control or something.
Like there's some sort of James Bond movie villain. And they can, okay, we have this bunch, we have these people over here in this city. We're going to make this person act out in a fast food restaurant. This person is going to act out in a Little Caesars. This person, okay, now we have this whole run of, okay, everybody's going to freak out on an airplane for nothing. We're going to have people acting out. That's the latest conspiracy theory, is that they're doing a test run.
Really?
On certain things, certain segments of the population, who they can get to do certain things so that they can all control us.
So they start with these small acts.
Yeah, yeah, these are tests.
And then build to bigger things.
Case studies on how to activate whatever they implanted in us during this vaccination process.
Oh, good.
Look, I believe there's certain things about the vaccination. I believe certain things about government and the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly don't believe they injected something into us and now are making us act out in ways just as a test run on how to get us to act out in a larger way, mm-hmm, as a populace, mm-hmm, as a country. People right now, there are people right now listening, screaming at this right now, saying, but it is true. That's what they are doing. Because there are people that believe this stuff.
Oh,
and I'll tell you what, yes. Now I believe more stuff now than I did before about the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I will interject here that you know, you said, I know you and I disagree on this. You and I disagree on certain things about the whole COVID thing. Okay. But we agree on certain things too, to an extent. And that's all I'll say on that. Okay. I think you agree, you believe more strongly on certain things. I agree more strongly on certain things. And they may be different things. But I think on core things, we agree. And we'll just leave it at that.
Well, you'll have to explain it to me at a time that you must not be feeling.
Well, we weren't going to talk about this. So, I mean, it's just, you have something else you're going to talk about. Right. But I think we're on the same page as far as, yes, we were lied to about certain things. But I do believe other things were very real. And we'll leave it at that. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Get back to morel mushrooms.
I guess, because I couldn't, if you laid out mushrooms in front of me, I would have a hard time.
Do you buy
saying,
mushrooms?
This is a mushroom. This is, you know, what mushroom this is.
Do you
is.
Buy mushrooms?
I do buy mushrooms.
All right, let me look up a morel mushroom to show you a picture of the morel mushroom.
I assume if there's mushrooms in the store to buy, that they're safe to eat, you know, so, well,
keep in mind, the morels aren't something that were bought.
No, I understand
my
that. Daughter's they were in a friend's
live in
yard or something.
My daughter's live-in lover got a phone call.
Gosh, do you have to say that?
off he ran.
And I know this is your baby, too. Off he ran. It's just like, oh my gosh.
My baby who's having sex with a man.
I know that. I know all of your babies have
you know,
sex.
I have
know
two
that.
Grandchildren. You know what that means.
Oh, there was sex had at least twice. No, I know, mm-hmm, that. But it's just to hear you say it, my daughter's live-in lover.
Do you think I'm some sort of Neanderthal father?
No. You're very progressive. You're very...
Well, let's not get crazy.
Well, okay. Very progressive is probably not the thing to say.
I'm not at all progressive, but I can tell you right now, I recognize that my girls are adult women
No,
now,
I understand
so
that.
So I treat them like adult women.
I understand that.
So off he runs to get morel mushrooms.
Asked you to go with him if you wanted
to
go.
Yeah, but I was
him.
Off to take some street photography down there and avoid chairs being thrown off Chiefs at the Times Square of Nashville. I was there a night earlier than that, but... So he off he runs, gets morel mushrooms. And the picture we got last night in the family chat, to which now we've all responded like, are you there? Are you alive? Hello, Ryan, my daughter, Alan, hello. We've not heard back anything because here's the picture of the morel mushrooms being prepared on a stovetop. All right, right there. After he had soaked them, I don't know, I think maybe vinegar.
Soaked them in vinegar?
To get the bugs out.
Oh,
Look up morel mushrooms, danger of morel mushrooms. because there's something called false morels. False morels, which can kill you.
Mm. Oh, my God.
GI illnesses.
Huh?
It says GI illnesses.
You mean like for the military?
Gastrointestinal.
Oh, gastrointestinal. Oh, I thought you meant like GI Joe.
No.
Okay. Right? Anything else? I mean, you can die.
Oh, okay. Yes.
From eating bad mushrooms, you could die. Because across the street from me growing up, Nancy Cook, she was younger than us, mm-hmm. and she just a couple of years younger than us.
Were the Cook boys her brothers?
No, there's two cooks, two streets, one neighborhood, two Cook families, different families. Nancy Cook, not the Cook family that I heard Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin and ran out of the house screaming because it scared me to death. These are different cooks. She ate a mushroom in the backyard and got spinal meningitis and almost died.
Really?
Almost died. So I've always been very wary of mushrooms.
See, stories like that are what scare me from mushrooms. That's the reason I said if they're in the store, I trust them.
9:27 last night, Alan, a.k.a. my live-in lover.
Not your live-in lover.
This is my daughter.
Oh, she said that.
Texting.
Okay.
She didn't say live-in lover, by the way. I'm making more comedy, believe it or not.
I thought she's saying that now, too? Oh, my gosh.
Cook the morels, Mom. I'll let you know if he survives. My wife then responds, I bet they're good. Do they smell good? To which my daughter responded, the lingering smell is a bit much.
Yeah.
To which my wife responded, ha, well, that's because you don't like mushrooms. Any update when they might announce? Oh, that's something different. Sorry. And then 9:38 last night, nope, as in that you don't like the smell because you don't like mushrooms. She said, nope. And then my wife's fingers crossed last night at 9:38. And this morning, how were the mushrooms last night, Ryan? I said, this morning, I've not heard back from my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't think she ate them. But maybe she's already in mourning for her live-in lover. Maybe her live-in, maybe she's trying to resuscitate his body. Maybe, I don't know.
She's busy trying to keep him alive.
Are you looking at more about morels?
It said that it can cause neurologic symptoms as well as death.
Death.
Now, it says technically, if you cook them safely and thoroughly, mm-hmm. you can remove all the neurotoxins from the false morels. This is false morels.
That's false morels, not the real morels. He's got the real ones.
Well, you had said to look up false morels as well.
Thanks for doing that.
So he knows he has real ones. But how do you know they're real?
As much as he's not a, was it herpetologist? Somebody that, is it a herpetologist?
Herpetologist is with animals. Turtles, isn't it?
Oh, that's what you learned that last week. That's right. Never mind. Sorry. Herpetologist? I don't know. Whatever. He's not somebody that is a, like he doesn't go out and dig truffles and he doesn't go collect food for people to buy at restaurants.
How good of a cook is he too? Because if you even slightly undercook them, you can leave enough neurotoxins to get you sick or even they can be deadly.
Ooh. Yeah. And he asked me if I wanted some to take home because he knows I'm a cook.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Well, what made him want to even try this, knowing the danger? Unless you're like really expert at this, or no, I'd be a little frightened.
He's into it. I mean, he's into it. He's done truffle hunting before.
Mm-hmm.
This is just. I mean, why does anybody do anything? Why do I go out and stand on streets and photograph people in interesting situations? Why mm-hmm. does anybody do anything? So, I've yet to hear from my daughter on the morels. I think I'm getting fancy when I buy shiitakes. Okay, I go to the store and I get the medley.
Yeah,
or I'll buy the the multiple medley mushroom flatbread with whatever cheese or whatever. That's,
now you like truffle oil, truffle.
Well, I like truffle salt.
Yeah,
truffle salt. Anything to do with truffles, because you know mm-hmm. why? Truffles taste good.
Yeah,
but when you dare say that they ran out of truffle oil and didn't put any truffle oil on my truffle oil pizza.
My truffle oil pizza.
If I ordered a truffle oil pizza and they're out of truffle oil, then guess what? I don't want the pizza because it didn't come with the truffle oil.
Well, it's
that
in
I
the
paid.
Name.
Right.
That's all it was. Mm. Truffle oil pizza. Do you want anything else on it, sir? Well, how do you make your truffle oil pizza?
Without the truffle oil.
Without truffle oil? No, we use truffle. Well, you're out of the truffle oil. Well, sir, what else can we put on it instead? I'm like, what, sausage? I mean, what did you want me to say? So, yes, how dare I bring that story here years ago?
But it does sound, you have to admit that it does sound a little elitist.
Truffle, why? The word truffle?
Yeah, it
sounds bougie.
Yeah, it does.
So truffles are bougie.
It does sound a little bougie. Bit.
Now, granted, when the restaurants I do frequent when I go to Italy, when they do get them, they do charge you quite a bit to come and shave them on top of your pasta.
It's expensive.
And I'll tell you, it's expensive as shit. And I will tell you this, it's worth every damn euro I spend on it. every euro.
Morel mushrooms are expensive too, apparently.
Yeah, $17 a pound, I think.
Unless you get them out of your friend's yard.
No, they actually are just as expensive if you get them out, because people will do that and then go sell them to restaurants.
Oh.
Which is something that they're testing, he and his friend, on whether they can harvest enough to then maybe, for you know, get them for other. But so many people do so many things, they don't know they can break into that business, if you will.
So did they plant these mushrooms, or did they just pop up organically?
That I'm not exactly sure of. He made it sound like they had just come up. I don't know if that meant, can you plant fungus?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't,
you know, look, we have asking me about plants.
But we have, I mean, the Monterey Mushroom Farm is here in Knoxville. This huge indoor complex is down.
I mean, I assume you can, but I don't know, or at least create an atmosphere.
I don't know.
But if they're thinking of harvesting them, I would think, I don't know.
But you see, but when you harvest truffles, you're out in the forest looking for them. You know, there are dogs that will find them, pigs that will find them.
They root around.
That's, I mean, if you ever get into some of the back country of the Smoky Mountains, one of the things you're supposed to watch out for, and I take a hike often to my favorite spot in the Smokies at White Oaks Sink.
There's an S in there somewhere.
It's White Oak Sink, White Oaks Sink, White Oak Sinks. One of them. It's an unmarked path. That if you don't know, you don't know. It's on the Schoolhouse Gap Trail. It's a long path that takes you to this beautiful meadow with bluebells and one of the things you see. And they have old boar traps back there because it was a place that boars would come and they would root into the ground looking for truffles. And if you see the ground plowed up, it means there are boar in the area, and you have to be very careful because wild boar in the Smokies can kill you.
Yeah.
Bears, not so much, but
the bears too.
The wild boars will kill you.
A boar and a bear together?
So,
you're dead.
Well, they're worried about each other, not worried about me. So, in the Smokies, be careful but when people go and hunt these things, I mean, they can make money at it, but it has to be like anything else. You just can't do it part time because you have to legitimately show that you're somebody that's in business of doing this and you're going to sell it to the restaurants. But I think he's just into food and taste and stuff like that. And so I'm interested to hear but I haven't heard from my daughter yet. So I'm a little concerned, although she didn't eat them, but maybe just to the neurotoxins in the air. See, there you go. He cooked them off. Did he kill my daughter? Did my daughter's live-in lover kill her? Mm. Oh my God. I'll never refer to him as her live-in lover again if he's killed her. The things you take seriously that come out of my mouth.
Well, it was just so shocking to me. I mean, all the things you said
about
it.
How dare he say something shocking? She's been around me for almost a quarter of a century, but somehow now the things I say shock her. I say less shocking things now than I used to.
Oh, no, I know, but that to me, talking about your little girl, even though she's a grown woman, all those things,
That's out of us. That's all you're going to get.
That's out of us.
That's out of us. We're out of it. That's all you're going to get out of us this morning. That just came out of us right there.
Just
like all the crap that I'm sure my daughter's living lover, not mine, is sitting on the toilet.
Here's another boyfriend of your daughter's that you've called yours.
He's got Crohn's disease too.
Oh.
Her living lover has Crohn's.
Well, I wonder if that helps them or makes it worse.
Well, because he's got...
Because you have to be careful what you eat with Crohn's.
Yes. And it also... he goes to the restroom often.
Well, yeah.
So I'm just wondering if he's been off the toilet at all in the last 24 hours. So I'll update you tomorrow if I hear from my daughter. If you don't hear me on the air tomorrow, something has gone wrong.
Okay.
And I'm going to kill a living lover right there. So, although he would have died too, right? They would have both died.
I would think.
Yeah.
If
the fumes killed her.
Yeah.
Then the mushrooms would definitely kill him.
I would think.
Yeah, right. Wow, this is such a morbid topic.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, that's out of us. That's all you're going to get out of us. Have a lovely day and we'll see you next time.